Good morning. A very good morning to everybody out there in Caboo land. Well, first time I've stopped this morning. I got out at 7:30, got a fare straight away from Battersea, good old Prince of Wales Drive there. And that took me into the city. The city then took me up from Greville Street up to Hackney, and then picked up another one from Hackney back into the city, and that's where I'm now. Just had some breakfast at a place called Eat. That's quite a big chain in London. They're out at the airport as well. So, what does the day bring? Well, that's the beauty of this job. You never know what you're going to do. Every single job is a roll of the dice. It could earn you a few quid. Can I say it would lose you a few quid? Well, some jobs are better than others. But talking about getting work, there's loads and loads of applications out there for both Android now and for iPhone. Those are the two most popular platforms, although I'm only a recent convert, actually, to one of them. I've used both. I used the iPhone and Android, but my phone is an HTC and it runs on Android. I prefer Android simply because it's open source. And of course, poor old Symbian is also ran in this marketplace these days. Started off with Nokia, they spun it out into the Nokia Foundation, well, actually the Symbian Foundation, and then they brought it back in-house, but it looks like it's ultimately going to fail, sadly. So there's two operating systems out there, really, for mobiles, two main ones. Oh, and of course, you've got the Microsoft one. Is that going to be good? Don't know. Haven't used it yet. Anyway, I digress, because I wanted to talk this morning about applications which can do a very, very simple job, and that is match taxis or private hire vehicles, because the public consider them really one of the same, with passengers. Okay, so really, really simple job to do, one would think. Well, I've got an application on my phone called Taxi Beam, available in the Android market. I'm not too sure if it's available on the iPhone as well, but anyway, got it on the Taxi Beam. Funny thing is, it goes to sleep if it's not in the foreground, so you know, people won't know that you're around unless it stays on your phone alert all the time, which, of course, it can't possibly do that. There's others out there as well. By the way, there's a driver's application that you can download, and also a one for customers, one for passengers. And it does work. You know, when it's live on the screen, it does work. And it, you know, works really, really nicely. Quite neat interface. There's another out there, the Taxi Zap. I chat to Rosemary, I think that's the lady's name, quite regularly. Won an award recently, actually, on, can't remember which award it was, but it was quite a significant award. I seem to remember Northampton University awarding it to, and I think she won £10,000. I'm not sure. Perhaps you want to let us know, Rosemary. Anyway, that one is just being targeted at Hackney's taxis that can ply for hire. Missing out a huge segment of the marketplace, because the passengers really don't care whether they have a Hackney or a private hire. In fact, to them, we're all taxis. Rightly or wrongly, Hackney drivers, okay, particularly the vocal ones in London, rightly or wrongly, we are all taxi drivers in the eyes of the public. Obviously, gentlemen, before you start flaming me, I know my place. I'm a private hire vehicle, a minicab, or as some Hackney drivers in London would call us, scabs. There are loads of other applications out there as well. I'm coming up to my 5 minutes, so I'm just going to cover a couple of them I can remember. There's Uber Cab, simply known as Uber now, in San Francisco. Hope they're going to come to London. They did do a little trial in Paris, an event over there, which worked quite nicely. Hope they're going to come to London. There's another one called Ubi, Ubi Cab, and there are several others. But I've run out of time. I'm going to cover those at another time. That's it from me. Stay safe, stay dry, wherever you are. Ta-ta half for now, cab for now, signing off. Bye-bye.